Hello, and welcome to the first ever Brian Tucker podcast. I hope you can hear me okay. This is my first foray into Apple iTunes podcasting usage using GarageBand, and this is really weird because it looks like a heart monitor set up at a doctor's office. So, I hope you're well today and that you can hear me okay. This will be something that we do ongoing, and I hope that it is valuable to you. Today, for just the formation of what is audio recording, I wanted to start this one off with the consideration of what is in a name. You have probably experienced over the years either funny looks because your name was so unique, or more of what I have experienced, and that is the chuckles because the name was so common. And I actually did the Ancestry.com DNA test in the previous year, just to learn a little bit more about backstory and origins, as it is most paramount in story formation and just learning what is in a name. So the results were sent out. The first time I received the kit and sent it to the company, the results came back with, please try again, because the saliva sample that the company asked for whatever reason for me, did not take. And so I received a second kit free of charge, thank you to them, and waited another month to a month and a half, and the results came back. And all that waiting to say that my name, like my DNA, was very much one-sided and somewhat common. I think I was right around the 70% mark English, and I think it was 68%. And then the remaining bits to reach 100%. Percent DNA were sprinkled into other regions, but not too far away from England itself. So I had 68% English DNA, which was actually 2% above what a present day 21st century Englander has. So that's actually quite a bit. I had a friend also, Patrick Piles. His was almost, I think, maybe even above that, 70-something percent Scottish. So he received a call, and company actually wanted to know why 400 years later his pocket of Monticello, Kentucky, was more Scottish than present-day Scots living in that part of Europe. So really interesting stuff, and I commend him on his backstory being more interesting than mine. The first, middle, and last name that I carry around proudly since 1984. First name Brian, middle name Lee, and last name Tucker. All very simplistic and can be used as first names or last names. So I take that with me, and also this very common English ancestry with me. So just curious for where you're sitting right now today, and what is a name? Think about yours. Is it something that you shoulder as a heavy burden, or maybe you're really excited and thankful for that? Maybe it's led to some really good stories since your birthday, in whatever day, month, and year that was. So today I would like to just lead off with that and thinking about what is in a story. Have you written yours down? Is it something that you are ecstatic to share with the world? Or maybe it's more of a painstaking process to dig up parts of your story and to put on paper, but you still know that it would be worthwhile and useful to those around you, maybe friends, coworkers, people you want to share it with, all of those years that you've been around them you never have. I wanted to post this as a challenge to get that out there. The tagline that could be said for these ongoing posts would be to write your story and so that you can share it with others. So write your story and share that story with others. There's so many different mediums that we can use nowadays, not just the written word on a composition notebook. I mean, you can do like what we're doing right now, you know, share it online in a podcast form through your phone. I mean, you've got all kinds of social media platforms that could be used. And I just think it's a great way to share with others where you currently stand and what your past has looked like. And oftentimes that will lead to not only a lot of joy in the reader or the person listening, but for you yourself and the ability to, again, write your story so that you can share it with others. And oftentimes it's that getting it down on paper or verbalizing it that it actually truly becomes alive. Now, I think that's it's kind of funny and ironic that we've lived life, but oftentimes it's not until we've labeled it and stated it and put it out there that it becomes even more real and tangible. So that's what I've tried to do over the past couple of years with my website at brianltucker.com, also on Facebook, social media, such as Twitter and some of the others, Google Plus. These are platforms to use to share story, but I think this is going to let us go even further and be able to use a podcast form to allow you to share your story with others, but it's all about getting it down. So think about what led to where you're currently at today in 2018. Today is Valentine's Day. I did not pick that day specifically to start this, but it actually does work out because Valentine's Day is an interesting story too. Knowing that St. Valentine and the backstory for what is a day of love also had a lot of death surrounding it. And if you get a chance, I really recommend going and just researching what led to this formation of St. Valentine's Day. It is not just Hallmark, I promise. It is not just trips to a pharmacy to collect really cheap chocolates the day after Valentine's Day. There's a lot more to it and a lot more behind the story of how it became what it is. A lot of our holidays have that, and the stories for each one is unique and interesting, both here in the U.S. and abroad and other parts of the world. So think about that today. Write your story. I recommend that you share it with at least one other person once you get it down. But what I would love is feedback as this becomes a real living, breathing dragon online here, is to get this podcast up, and would love your feedback either through podcast platform or on my site, and please share with us your results and what leads to hopefully fruitful conversations with others, family, friends, as you share your story. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you so much.